WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like your mind's playing a relentless game of what if, leaving you stuck in a loop of worry and doubt? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. But listen up, because today we're tackling the big one, overcoming fear and anxiety. We're not talking about some magic pill or quick fix here, folks. This is about building mental resilience, like a serious workout for your brain. Think of it this way: fear and anxiety are like those pesky weeds in your garden. They pop up when you least expect them, trying to choke out the good stuff. But with the right tools and mindset, we can learn to manage them, keep them in check, and reclaim our mental peace. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that'll help us cultivate that inner strength and conquer those feelings of fear and anxiety. First up, acceptance is your superpower. Don't fight those anxious thoughts, acknowledge them. You know that feeling when you try to suppress a thought and it just keeps circling back? Acceptance doesn't mean giving in to fear. It means acknowledging its presence without letting it control you. Think of it like saying, "Hey, I see you there, anxiety, but I'm not going to let you run the show." Second, focus on what's within your control. You can't control everything that happens, right? We all know life throws curveballs, but you can control your reactions. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your grasp, channel your energy into what you can influence. Your actions, your thoughts, your choices. Third, practice mindfulness like a boss. Ever get caught up in the whirlwind of worries about the future or regrets from the past? Mindfulness is your anchor. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your surroundings, your breath, your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the mental pause button, creating space between you and those anxious thoughts. Fourth, challenge those negative thought patterns. Anxiety thrives on negativity, right? So, learn to spot those distorted thinking traps, catastrophizing, all-or-nothing thinking, mind reading, and challenge them with logic and reason. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have? What's a more realistic perspective? And finally, remember, you are not alone. This is a universal struggle. We all feel fear and anxiety at times. Talk to someone you trust, join a support group, or seek professional help if you need it. Remember, reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let's say you're about to give a presentation at work, your heart is racing, palms are sweating, and that familiar voice in your head is screaming, "You're going to mess this up." Now, instead of letting those anxious thoughts take over, you can use our 5 takeaways. First, accept those feelings. It's okay to be nervous. Then, focus on what you can control. Your preparation, your delivery, your enthusiasm. Practice mindfulness by taking deep breaths and focusing on the present moment. Challenge those negative thoughts with positive affirmations like, "I've got this." Or, "I'm well prepared." And lastly, remember that even experienced presenters get nervous sometimes, it's human. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful strategies to help you overcome fear and anxiety. Remember, this isn't about erasing those feelings altogether. It's about learning to manage them, to live a life full of purpose and courage, even in the face of challenges. Let's recap, acceptance is key. Focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, challenge those negative thoughts, and remember, you are not alone. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you manage your fear and anxiety? Share your tips and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join us for another episode of the Stoic Mind Gym, where we get real about life's challenges and build mental resilience one workout at a time. Until next time, keep on stoicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.